The road to rock and roll stardom begins with a few simple steps.
That's the first chord. Everyone learns that chord. This is a second.
A generation of British guitarists started off with those chords, and that teacher, Bert Wheedon. He was the author of a guide with the optimistic title, Play in a Day. Wheedon has died at the age of 91.
Play in a Day was first published in 1957. It became a seed from which rock royalty grew. Eric Clapton strummed his first chords following Bert Wheedon's book.
So did Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits.
And George Harrison, Paul McCartney, and John Lennon of the Beatles.
Pete Townsend of The Who. The list goes on and on. Play in a Day sold millions of copies.
Wheedon himself learned to play as a child. He bought his first guitar at age 12. He told the BBC he had a hard time finding a teacher and a hard time learning the style of music he wanted to play.
I eventually found a teacher, and it is an old gentleman, a very nice man. He said, "What sort of music do you like?" I said, "I love jazz." And he said, "Jazz? Jazz? I'm not going to teach you that rubbish."
Instead, Wheedon was taught classical guitar. He learned jazz and rock later. He went on to perform with jazz artists such as Stefan Grappelli, and he accompanied the likes of Frank Sinatra, Rosemary Clooney, and Judy Garland.
He rose up the British charts with this instrumental hit in the late 1950s. Guitar Boogie Shuffle made Wheedon a rock guitar star, but his ultimate stardom came from Play in a Day.
A legend, a wizard, a god. He was called all of those things by now legendary guitarists, and Wheedon's love affair with the instrument never ended.
It's a sexual thing, but it's also a beautiful thing. It's like a beautiful woman. You can cuddle it.
Bert Wheedon died last week after a long illness. He was 91.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.